Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour. We had Alan Pogue, combat photographer, joining us, and for some reason he canceled on us, so he won't be coming on the show, which is fine with me because I'd already wanted to cancel guests because I wanted to take calls and cover news. Because he's an Austinite, and he's taken a bunch of photos of Whittington, the guy that Cheney blasted with a shot to the heart at close range. And so we'll be getting into the ballistics of that and how it's a complete fraud. We've got detailed articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the ballistics showing how their official story is an absolute lie. I've got articles like this. Britain has new weapon against loitering youth, sonic teenager deterrent. These are already used in prisons around the U.S. to torture people. They sell it in law enforcement publications, magazines, like Schumer Tech, the Sonic Nauseator, and the Supersonic Nauseator. We've done reports on this a few years ago. It's torture devices in law enforcement magazines. And we will get into this. It only tortures people 12 to 22 on average. Of course, I'm able to hear in this frequency range still. And we tested a sonic nausea machine on TV a few years ago, made everybody sick. So, yeah, you can buy one, a couple $100. And actually, Chris and Dennis bought one, and we tested it on TV. So that's coming up. Yes, it's the Twilight Zone. Bunch of news on the new Abu Ghraib photos, obviously, to stir the Arabs back up, part of P2OG. It's all coming up. Your calls, though. Let's get some of these calls been holding for a while out of the way. Mike in Pennsylvania is a writer at a Pennsylvania newspaper. He got some of this government propaganda telling him how to write stories and how to report terrorism and how censorship is good to keep the children safe, basically. Please continue, Mike.
Yeah, later on in the book, it goes on to give a timeline of different weapons of mass destruction, of biological weapons. Mentioned some things, but it's interesting what they leave out. I mean, 18th century British troops used smallpox as a weapon against American Indians. I mean, doesn't mention what we did, our own attacks with smallpox attacks, or goes on to talk a lot about the Soviet Union.
By the way, we have official U.S. Army documents where they use smallpox blankets, and we have early British documents where they used it 250 years ago. And this is back in George Washington's day when he was a British soldier with the Virginia Blues. He didn't do it, but some of the other regular British troops did. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, 1928, USSR launches its bioweapons program. I mean, doesn't make mention of when we launched our own bioweapons program, which probably dates back to the 1800s, roughly.
Does it tell you how the U.S. government sent the anthrax letters? That's confirmed? I guess it doesn't talk about that.
It absolutely doesn't mention anything about that. I mean, it does 2001, an unknown terrorist or terrorist attacks with anthrax via the U.S. Postal Service.
But it's not unknown. We even know the name of the guy. Mm-hmm. And it's been in the news. You can go look it up if you want. And we know it was U.S. weaponized, coated in bentonite. It takes a $100 million factory to coat the miniaturized spores in bentonite.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody in their back bedroom has a $100 million factory making super anthrax.
Absolutely.
The U.S. patented super anthrax.
I'll work on trying to write something up for you about it just to give you a little bit of...
Yeah,
you were looking into some of the other things.
For those that just joined us, you were getting into propaganda and the 1.6 billion paid to newspapers, TV, and radio to lie to the people. Have you gotten any of the overt stuff where it's a payment to write a story?
No, nothing like that. No.
Are you a big paper?
No, it's just a small weekly newspaper.
So. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you were a big Pennsylvania paper, you would have gotten the. If you were in the right department, you would have gotten the cashola. That is, your paper would, and your editor would walk in with a brief and say, "All right, here's a folder on some news stuff. Write a story on this."
Absolutely.
Here's the angle we want, Mike.
I also wanted to ask you your thoughts on this issue with Michael Curtis Reynolds, the man from Wilkes-Barre that's being charged with terrorism, planning an attack on
Pipeline. Yeah, working with Al-Qaeda, you know, it just looks like more propaganda to me. Grab another citizen and stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to get into the newest Abu Ghraib photos released right on time to stir the Arabs up. 325,000 Americans' names on the terror list. I want to get into new Able Danger information, how the U.S. government openly protected the lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta. We reported this 4.5 years ago. We reported this the day of 9/11. We knew about this all along. This is W199I, but here it is. And it's all coming up more on Cheney and how everything they're saying is a complete verifiable fraud. I'm calling around the gun shops right now to see who's got a 28-gauge similar to Cheney's so I can go buy it. Probably be $500, a waste of money, a little pop gun, and I can go out if I get time out in the country. Or I guess there's a local shooting range that likes me. They let me do a test and go show 30 yards, 90 feet, and then put up a paper target. And I'll be surprised if the pellets even go through the paper. Oh, but they shoot through into the heart, baby. And then, of course, we'll show how the pattern will be about a six-foot pattern from the ballistics we've already seen online and major law enforcement publications that have done the test, and then show how it spreads out to 6 feet. But on Whittington, it was a little over a foot. I mean, he shot him up close, folks. Looks like about 10 feet. Or whoever shot him, why they're saying probably was Cheney. Probably dropped the gun and shot him. We just don't know. We just know they're lying, as usual. We got most of the pieces of the puzzle, not all of them. But I'd love to do that ballistics test and then videotape it. In fact, Kevin, I know you're listening. Call that range where we know the owner. Check into that. Find out where a 28-gauge is. I can't do it today because of the TV show. I've got to do that tonight, but maybe tomorrow we can rush out after the show or maybe get up at 5 a.m. and be at the shooting range at 6 a.m., do it first light at 6:30, have it edited and up on the website by midday. Yes, to get the job done, it takes black circles, folks. That's what makes the country actually operate. That's what built this country. And I think it needs to happen. Millions will watch it and realize the fraud. Because I can sit here and tell people about how shotguns operate and claim it all day. Most people haven't fired shotguns, haven't gone bird hunting, don't know the facts. It's just they look at a bunch of ballistics and police photos, and it's just they're not going to get it until we go out and do it and videotape the entire thing. In fact, I'm doing it. I've got so much going on, but I need to do that. We'll go out just like with the cop shows. We'll go out and do the ballistics and show people. Let's go out and take a phone call now, not go out and shoot. Let's talk to, of course, we won't be drinking when we're out there doing it or doing 180s and firing behind us. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Keith in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you're doing good work there. We need to stand against evil and expose it and preserve life, you know, but once these nuclear bombs start going off and other things, you know, and the people die, only one thing that counts, whether they've been truly born again. That determines whether they're going to be in the lake of fire forever or going to be in heaven.
Brother.
You know, and it's only by the blood of the Lord Jesus and his good works, not our good works or rituals or anything like that. And people, there's a lot of people in America that think they're saved and they're not. They need to have that living relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Well, I agree
Jesus.
With you. It's all by grace, but
amen.
But if you don't have the works, you know, faith without works is dead.
It's a result of being born again.
It's
saved.
Like a tree. I mean, you plant a lemon tree, and the tree's in good soil and gets enough sun and water, it's going to produce lemons.
So there's so many. That's the big picture. Getting God. Interpretation from his word, the King James Bible.
Yeah, there's just millions of people out there who think everything's great and they're doing their job, but they love George Bush. If they really had the spirit of the Lord in them, then they would know that Bush is a devil.
And so much of the church is wrapped up in this deception. They haven't got the true information, or they're just drifted from God's word. They don't have discernment. But
I'm not going to sit here and toot my horn and say I've got this incredible relationship with Jesus Christ, but I do. And let me tell you something. You get discernment. And any of these people that don't know this government's evil and out of control that think they're Christian, folks, you aren't. I guarantee you, if you aren't concerned about the kidnapping rings, and you aren't concerned about the New World Order, and you aren't concerned about lies and DU and poisoning our troops, then, folks, you, believe me, you're in deep trouble.
You know, there's so much a lack of discernment in the church because so much of the church is not the true church, you know.
Not so much of it, period.
A lot.
If your church is worshiping George W., the devil's at the pulpit.
Yeah, you're putting government at a high pedestal, like the government's going to solve all these solutions. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 5. It has application to a person, but it can also have application to a nation. It says, I'll put it in my own words first. The more America and the church sins, the more Satan has a right to rule us. And I'll read the verse. To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. That the Spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. I believe that's what we're heading into in America and in this world.
All right, good to hear from you.
Take care.
Yeah, appreciate it. Troy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, you're doing a great job, and I'd urge everyone to go out and get Prison Planet TV. I've had it for 6 months, and I love the articles. The interviews you do, I put them on CD and listen to them all the time. Very informative stuff.
Thank you.
The thing I wanted to ask if I got pretty much all the documentaries on 9/11 that fight against the propaganda, and I was just curious if you had witnessed 9/11 eyewitness yet, Rick Siegel.
I watched a little bit of that online. I haven't seen the whole thing.
I'm going to make you a copy and send it because it really locks it up. What, you know, William Rodriguez and all the reports of explosions going up. You can actually hear the explosion, see the smoke rising from the base of the tower. It really just locks in everything.
Well, we have photos and video of the blast points, the squibs, and some of the eyewitnesses in martial law. You try to put them all in there, it's hours. There's so many cops and firemen and everybody else.
I hand out tapes all the time, and I have to pick and choose which ones I'm going to put on. And Road to Tyranny always makes it on there because you do an excellent job of exposing the fraud of Oklahoma City. And that right there.
Well, that's why Road to Tyranny is different, and so is martial law. We don't just cover 9/11. We go through all the other examples of government-sponsored terrorism to give people the big picture.
Right. Definitely. Everybody order that. That's your greatest work besides martial law. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. No, you keep up the good work, Troy. I commend you for what you're doing. You may save this country, people like you. Let's talk to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple of brief comments. First of all, you know, people like you and Mike Malloy, Jack Blood, Jeff Rentz, you know, that are having these radio shows talking about the truth and exposing all these government corruptions versus the CIA-controlled media. You know, when you got somebody like Big Teeth Katie Couric or Al Roker or third-rate CNN, you know, with all the propaganda, it's hard to combat, you know, and get to all the American people. And I think that more radio shows and more people like yourself should do be created in order to combat the propaganda that the media is putting out to all the American people. But also I wanted to comment on, well, the House Judiciary Committee, you know, they have the jurisdiction, Alex, to over any impeachment bill against President Bush, which to file or report crimes or grounds for impeachments. And people like John Conyers, who have supported this, and Senator Boxer, Representative Lewis, Specter, Nadler, Pat Buchanan, and, of course, even Paul Craig Roberts, former Secretary of Treasury in the Reagan administration, stated that the Bush administration is insane. And, of course, I want to make a quick point about this as well. Now, you have the Nazi chairman, James Sissenbrenner. That's right. He's the Nazi chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Okay, he is responsible, from Wisconsin, he is responsible for blocking a lot of this. Okay, and he is marching.
So is Arlen Specter on the Senate Judiciary.
Right, and he's marching in lockstep with the White House on this. And the Republicans, like Roy Blunt, Dennis Hassert, who's the Speaker of the House, they control whether or not these bills go through the House. And that's how all this works.
And that's not the way it worked 100 years ago. They've moved the committee chairman into these imperial positions. Thanks for the call. You're absolutely right, Jeff. Rod in Colorado. Rod, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Alex, I just wondered if you knew about Dick Cheney's propensity to play the most dangerous game.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that's true. There are people that claim that Dick Cheney goes out and hunts humans.
Yeah.
And there's been movies made about people doing that, and elites have done it throughout history.
Well, it's a short story that was written years ago, and it was assigned reading to me in high school back in 44.
No,
it's a very interesting story.
I heard about the book and then the movie, The Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is the claims by people that claim that Dick Cheney does this. I just don't cover it because I can't prove it.
Well, it sure would fit in with this current situation. In other words, if he's such a good hunter that he can go out and hunt people, then he certainly could whip around 180 degrees and blast
them. Well, it's funny, we always heard this about Dick Cheney, that he hunts naked women from horseback in Colorado.
In Wyoming.
Colorado and Wyoming's the reports.
Oh, okay, maybe other things.
And that he likes to ride them down and do all this. It's just, the news report, if say a news person's listening right now, the news report won't be about how the ballistics don't match and they're clearly lying, that they shot this guy, Whittington, up close. It'll be, and on the show, such theories were discussed as Dick Cheney hunting people. Look, I don't know if that's true.
Well, it's written by a pretty reliable source.
Do they protect companies that kidnap hundreds of thousands of women and children to be raped to death? Yes.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Dick Cheney hunting people.
I understand, sir. We're not
in Wyoming.
Put him on hold. I understand. Nobody's going to talk about the Chicago Tribune and how they're kidnapping women and children. Got them dead to rights, admitted, total evil, Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff, dying core, right out in the open, the administration protecting them. Nothing's going to happen to them. We got something much worse than the most dangerous game going on. Is it going on? Probably is. All I'm saying is I can't prove that Dick Cheney hunts people from horseback. I'm not mad at you, caller. I just don't. You can call in and bring it up. It's been brought up every last few days. But I can have my opinion that it can't be proven, so I personally am not going to endorse it. And you say it's said by a credible source? I don't know if that's the case. Go ahead and finish up, sir. He hung up. Fine. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and have a thing where we talk over each other. All right? Look, it's all the big rumor, are there camps? Doesn't matter when it's in the major newspapers like the Houston Chronicle. That'll be ignored, and that'll turn into a rumor. Instead of the camps we know they built and are building more. So, I don't know. If there were pods on the bottom of the planes. I don't cover that because you can't prove it one way or the other. I do know the government was involved and ran the operation. See, I stick to what I can prove. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to keep taking some calls, and coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into a bunch of the news we haven't even detailed yet. And I apologize to Rod, my son, and Rude in Colorado, to that last caller. I was trying to make my point about DynCorp and Halliburton and mainstream, you know, Associated Press, Chicago Tribune, just mass evils. Football stadiums filled with women and children, you know, masses that large, disappearing into hell holes. So are people that are involved in stuff like that capable of hunting people from horseback? Absolutely. But I can't prove it. And we can. This is what everybody else seems to do. or most people. They mix in the rumors and the innuendo and a lot of it outright baloney with the real news. And we try to not do that here. That's why we have the biggest audience of any alternative radio show. That's why InfoWars.com gets millions of visitors every week, and so does PrisonPlanet.com. Not tooting my horn. It's that people over time have learned that no matter how bombastic and obnoxious my delivery is, we know what we're talking about in most respects. When we make a mistake, we'll tell you, because we're about credibility. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to thank you for everything you're doing. Everybody in my area really appreciates what you're doing immensely.
Thank you.
Let's see. I don't really know where to start at, hardly. I found something that's pretty extraordinary. Yeah, I got solid documented proof that I've been working on this for like 3 years. It's a symbol that's encoded, like in everything, of the Illuminati. It's like a third eye mark. It's called a FNORD, F-N-O-R-D. It's the eye of the red dragon, apparently, which is Revelations 12:3 through 9. It's Satan. It's
most corporate logos have the all-seeing eye in it.
Yeah, and it's not just a pyramid, though. It's an oval. It's not just an oval, either, but for the most part, they use an oval with a thick and thin aspect. They use two crescent moons that are form an oval or like an S shape.
I'm familiar with that symbol.
It's from the Baphomet is where they got the two crescent moons from, and they put it on everything. I mean, like, it's ridiculous. Everything is in. It's on, like, Bibles. They put it in schools and cartoons. It's everywhere.
I know. It's their symbol. They believe they garner power by putting their symbol everywhere.
Totally. They use, like, two rings. One's thick and one's thin. Normally, they'll use primary colors to insinuate a third eye. They're totally alluding to the mark of the beast is what they're getting at with this, and they're putting it on products everywhere. You know, a company logo.
I know. We carry Codex Magica, 600-something pages, 1,000 photos and documents, and it covers it. So does my new film, Order of Death.
You're aware of the ovals?
I'm aware of many, yes, of stylized, all-seeing eyes everywhere.
Let me think. I'm not really making a good case for this.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because of how in depth this actually is.
No, I mean, the symbology's everywhere, sir. You can see it everywhere. I know.
Let me think. Like the Oval Office, that's supposed to mean Red Dragon Eye Office, or the All-Seeing Eye Office. Or like, if you look at the Pentagon logo, it's an oval, and they have a thick and thin ring around it. That means to be in their group, in their circle of the Illuminati.
Yes, I understand. It's magic.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody's aware of that.
I just made a film about it. I appreciate your call. It's called The Order of Death. And when you get The Order of Death, the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove has been updated. So you get two films on one DVD, the new Order of Death film and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here? Bob in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
In reference to the 28 gauge, Alex, and I know you do a thorough job when you report on stuff, but your little misconception about this, the 28 gauge being a pop gun, it's a 28 gauge.
Well, it's described on shotgun aficionado websites as a pop gun.
Well, I don't understand that, but I can tell you about a 28 gauge. It's between a 410 and a 20 gauge, and in the past, most 28 gauge shotguns were built by companies such as Perazzi, Holland and Holland,
yeah,
and some of the premium gun makers in the world. It's a quail gun. When you're quail hunting, upland hunting, it's a lighter weight gun. Let me give you an example. A 12 gauge, 2¾-inch 12 gauge shell, field load holds 1¼ ounces of shot. A 20 gauge holds 1 ounce of shot. You've got a much lighter gun, and it's, and the ammo is a lot lighter to carry, and that's all it's needed for a quail. It's like taking a 375 H&H Magnum.
Okay, let me ask you a question. At 90 feet, do you think it's going to penetrate 5 inches?
No, I think that's been exaggerated. No, that's not true. I own a 28 gauge.
I wish I had one. I'd go out and do a test. Stay there. I want to hear from you on it. No, I looked it up. It says it's an expert gun, and it's used because it takes more skill, because it shoots less lead pellets out, and then it's not as powerful as a 12-gauge or 12-gauge Magnum. Again, I've just done a lot of hunting. I'm not an expert on the particular 28-gauge. I went and saw what the experts had to say about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. And at 90 feet, 30 yards, what the Secret Service is saying Cheney shot Mr. Whittington at. They're claiming that a 28-gauge shotgun, a lot less power, according to the shotgun news websites I've looked at that have all the numbers, the statistics. Now, there's no way it would even penetrate his shirt and then go into the skin. And I intend to buy one of these as soon as I can, a similar shotgun, I know they're expensive, and to go out to a range or out to property if I have to and videotape it and show it. And we'll put it on the web. But we're talking to a listener who owns one of these shotguns, and we're getting his take on it. Go ahead, Bob, in Tennessee, continue, please.
Yeah, like I was saying, most of the 28-gauge bore shotguns that were in it until recently, and it's brought into this country, were foreign guns, and they were the artistic pieces, working pieces. Some of those guns sell for tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, Italian,
and the English shotguns from Holland and Holland. You can get 2-barrel sets. They're very expensive guns, and
I believe Cheney uses an over/under.
Yeah, and that's no doubt, you know, that man can afford a $20,000 shotgun. And that's probably, what he had. But at 90 yards, they've exaggerated that. There's no way. Now, I've shot at turkey shoots, old-fashioned turkey shoots we have here in Tennessee, and I have shot. If you shoot 30 yards, you will penetrate paper. But penetrating paper and penetrating clothing and hides two different things. And And yeah, there's...
Well, now they're saying, and this is in the press, and the press gets a lot of things wrong, they're saying it was a 7.5 shot. 7.5 is like powder.
Yeah, that's what most people use to quail hunt with. And dove hunt with 7.5 shot around here.
Well, 4 shot might penetrate the paper, but I mean, I've shot paper at 30, 40 yards with a 7.8 shot, and it puts a few holes in it, and most of them just bounce off, and it just dirties the paper.
Yeah. What people should be concerned about, Alex, and I'm concerned about the most, is here in the state of Tennessee, our game laws. If I didn't have the proper license, my gun would have been confiscated.
Maybe even your truck.
Maybe even my truck, and I would have went to court, and I would have been fined, and my license would and my hunting rights would have been taken away for a year. Another thing is, if there's an accident that involves a firearm during a hunt, that's by law has to be reported immediately to that sheriff.
And they told the sheriff, yeah, you ain't coming in here to talk to him till the next day.
That sheriff should have had access to him immediately. And that just shows we're the leader above the law. They don't have to answer to the same laws that we did.
Look, they knew as soon as they x-rayed Whittington, which they admit they did, just about an hour after, they know that as soon as they x-rayed Whittington, then he had pellets in his heart and around his heart. They knew that, and they knew what had happened, and they covered it up for 2 days until he got in such bad shape they couldn't cover it up. Having to catheterize the heart because of all the bleeding is not minor. It's not a minor heart attack. They lied about that just yesterday, and I got the clips of it. Well, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan was still not answering questions about the heart attack when the heart attack, because of being heart shot, was admitted. So we have all this lying and this cover-up going on. Then we have the Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife's own report from the doctor's report of where he was hit, and we've got this up on the website right now. It's also at thesmokinggun.com. And then there's no pun intended. That's the name of the big site when anybody famous gets arrested or there's any incident. All the police reports go up there. And it shows the incident report. And he's been shot from the cheek down to the chest. It's about a foot pattern, a little more than a foot pattern. Now, that's impossible at 30 yards. That is ridiculous.
And for it to penetrate that deep at 30 yards is far-fetched. And I said before, that's been exaggerated. And a lot of people, they can't judge this. It may have been just, they were just estimating the distance. But the fact is that it showed once again that he's above the law. He doesn't have to follow the same rules that we do. And nobody should be above the law. I don't care if it's the president, the vice president, or you or I, or whoever. And we should hold these people to the same standards as we hold each other, and to the same standards as they hold us.
Well, everything you say checks out. These are really fancy, expensive guns, $5,000-$10,000, Italian, as you said, British. And the gun he has is the Italian company. We've got all the numbers on.
For Ozzy, they're very expensive, very, very beautiful, and exquisitely made the firearm. I'll tell you, you can look in the Blue Book of Gun Values or Shooter's Bible. They'll show some of the...
You think I'm going to be able to buy a more inexpensive gun, or are these limited?
No. There are some American manufacturers that do offer 28-gauge calibers in their guns because of the increasing interest in the skeet trap in this country, but even those guns are very expensive. Like a Ruger Red Label, I believe they're offering it now in a 28-gauge version. That gun sells for around $1,300.
No, I'm not going to spend that for this test. Then what? And of course, I can ask when I go to the gun shop. But what shotgun gauge is closely in its dynamics, in its ballistics to 28 gauge?
A 20 gauge is very close to a 28 gauge in its ballistics and its shell size.
And I can get one of those cheap.
You can get one of those very cheap. And
$500.
Oh, no, you could probably pick up a decent used 20-gauge single-shot shotgun for the purpose you're talking
$200.
About. $200? Or under $100. Go to a pawn shop or a gun store that has used shotguns and buy a used single-shot.
Yeah, I've only used, when I was a little kid, 410s and then 12-gauges and 10-gauges, so I don't even know anything about 28-gauges.
Yeah, but the choke is going to make a lot of difference also, whether... And his gun was probably an over and under. It had an improved cylinder on, and maybe
sure,
a modified.
It probably had a wide pattern on top and a smaller pattern on bottom.
Right. And that's made for quail hunting. That's where when your first shot, you use the open bore, and then on your second shot, you use the tighter bore because your quail are getting farther away from you. But still, with the tighter bore, it would be an improved cylinder. It's not like a full choke shotgun where it holds the pattern that tightly. They're exaggerating that distance, like I said, it might not be on purpose.
We've got Marine Corps style assault shotguns with number 4 and number 5 pellets and BBs. Tests done by the military and major police departments. We even have FBI tests online. And at 3 feet away, at 1 yard away, shooting it into silicon, which mirrors human flesh, liquid
ballistic gelatin. That's what they use.
Yes, ballistic gelatin. We have the photos up on the site. We're getting penetration of 4 inches. So at 3 feet with a Magnum 12 gauge. Number 4 with a lot more penetration than a number 7.5, it's only going in 4 inches. And so imagine at 90 feet, imagine at 30 yards. It's we're looking at the ballistics. We're looking at 6 pounds of pressure with a 12 gauge Magnum number 4 shot. 6 pounds of pressure is like taking your finger and pushing somebody.
Well, at the muzzle, a 12 gauge 3-inch Magnum is giving a out about 12 to 13 feet per second, and all that could do some damage. But the farther away you get, shotgun, it loses its energy. In fact, very quickly.
We have the graphs.
Yeah.
We have the scientific, law enforcement, and military and FBI graphs. We spent hours on it yesterday, and a 12 gauge Magnum, high powered, high powder load. Okay, we didn't just go look at regular 12-gauge ammo. We looked at Magnum loads.
Yeah.
And Magnum loads might go through your shirt. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they're exaggerating the distance, and they're probably exaggerating how it happened.
What about the pattern looking at it maximum 14 inches? We looked at the pattern. Now, that's 10 to 15 feet.
That's a misconception. Section there also. It had a lot wider pattern. Of course, at that distance,
six foot pattern.
A lot of it wouldn't show up.
Depending on the choke, you're looking at 4 to 6 foot pattern.
Right. But
is that right? You sound like a big shotgun expert.
I'll agree with you totally. There's no way that he was 30 yards away and he was shot and it penetrated into his heart. There's no way. You can talk to people that probably know a lot more about shotguns than I do.
I've got the police ballistics to test. I mean, you can go online and watch video of it.
There's
you can watch
difference.
Photos.
Yeah. There's a big difference. Now, turkey hunters, a turkey gun, shooting 3-inch magnums, 12-gauge 3-inch magnums or 3.5-inch magnums, you can shoot turkeys and put them down at 30 and 40 yards. But
you're shooting a 3 or a 4 round, aren't you?
You're shooting a 3.5-inch Magnum. That's what I turkey hunt with. I use number 4 copper-plated shot.
Which keeps more of its momentum because of better spin.
Right, and it's got a turkey choke. It's got a very tight choke, and it's patterned well. And you can shoot a turkey, and it's hard to put out a turkey because you're shooting at its neck area. And you can kill a turkey at 30 to 40 yards, but that's a whole different animal. You're talking about a 3.5-inch Magnum put a lot more powder and a lot more shot and a lot denser pattern than a 28-gauge with an improved cylinder.
I mean, 7.5 shot is powder. It's little black powder. They're not even circular.
Right. But like I said, I agree with you 100% about the shooting being shot at 30 yards. It would not penetrate. I've been shot before in a dove field, and I've been shot at about 30 yards with a 12 gauge and peppered, and I had to have some pieces picked out of the side of my scalp and my neck, and that was it.
What did it go in, about a millimeter?
Just right under the skin. That was it. Just
and,
under
and
the skin.
What was he, were you, and you were shot with a 12 gauge?
Shot with a 12 gauge with 7.5 shot, dove loads, dove and quail loads. And it very pain, but it didn't, you know, like I said, it just probably went in under the skin. They picked them out, and that's it.
Do you have a computer? I wish you'd write up your experience with that. I mean, I don't want to get off into a whole story, and I appreciate your calls, but send me an email with your comments to tips@infowars.com. Bob, I appreciate that call. I'm going to cover some other news, and we'll go to Myron and Cliff and Sean and Jason, open phones throughout the broadcast today. But let me just tell you a story. For two summers, I worked for Jess Adkins. Well, even before that, when I was about 12, I went down and worked for part of a summer with him, but that was when he was working at Plum Creek Ranch, just exclusively for them, the ranch next door to our ranch in East Texas, where they were raising... they were crossing Black Angus with something. That doesn't matter. The point is that I've, and then I worked for Dunn. Why I'm giving the names, I don't know. But I worked for Dunn, veterinarian there in Dallas. So I worked for a small animal vet as well. But I didn't have any experiences of dogs coming in that had been shot working for Dunn, a veterinarian. I did with Jess Adkins. Jess Adkins right there in Fairfield, Texas, got one of the biggest practices in that area of the state. And I worked for him. And people hunt wild hogs with pit bulls. And, folks, when a pig's been wild for several generations, they got huge tusks. They can weigh 500 pounds. There can be 50 of them. They will attack you. And a lot of people hunt them on horseback, and I've done this a few times. Boy, it is intense. A lot of people hunt them with spears, big carbide spears. And the dogs come in, and they grab... the biggest boar that tries to fight them off from trying to protect the rest of the herd of hogs. And people would bring in several times. I'd get into work at 7 in the morning, and there'd already be a pickup truck parked there with these, you talk about real good old boys, been out there hunting in the bottoms. And there'd be these pit bulls in the back sliced open. I mean, they'd have 8-inch gashes in them, intestines hanging out from fighting these hogs. And what happens is one person in a hunting party will have a gun. Usually you have spears. The dogs hold them, and it's the French style of hunting. You go in and stab them with this big old carbide-tip spear. It looks like something Shaka Zulu would use. I mean, it looks just like those. And you run in on the hogs and stab them. It's like something out of First Blood where Rambo's out killing the hogs with a spear. People really do that, but with the assistance of dogs. And a lot of times they'll also have somebody with a shotgun. And with buckshot. And I've seen dogs where the dogs were in and they were up close with a shotgun and one or two of those hit the dog. And up close, you know, the buckshot will go in 4 or 5 inches. And I've also seen people bring in their dogs that got shot because dogs are out there in front of you when you're hunting. And people do shoot their dogs. And they do get peppered at 20, 30 yards away. And they sedate the dog usually because he'll try to bite you. I've been bitten by a dog that had been hit by a shot. And he thought it was sedated, and I was supposed to hold its mouth shut. It was going under, and he was in a hurry. He just put it under, and the dog woke up and snapped me on the hand, and then went back into the anesthesia. And the dog shot 20 yards away. He's just sitting there with tweezers. He shaves them. First, he puts them up on a big table. You x-ray him. He's sitting there holding up an x-ray with one hand, with tweezers in the other, or one of his assistants is. I'm sitting there holding the dog's mouth shut. You tie its mouth shut because even when dogs are asleep, they bite you. And Jess Atkins sitting there with big old tweezers pulling out the shot. And a lot of times it's so small you can't even get it out. You just leave it in them. So, gosh, I've had a lot of experience with this. That happened a few times. And... I tell you what's really dangerous is cleaning dogs' teeth. People bring in their dogs, want you to, you know, their teeth are all rotten, they've never had them clean, they want you to clean them. The worst dog is I've been bit twice by dachshunds. They're sweet little dogs. Those things do not, it's impossible to put them under completely. Things are little crocodiles, and boy, I've been snapped on by them. Okay, now I'm really getting off the, well, they're trained to go kill badgers. They're tough little dogs. You think they're sweet, they're really mean, extremely vicious when they think you're being mean to them. And you're in there cleaning their teeth, and you're having to hold their mouth open while they're sedated, and they're snapping at you. Okay, we've got World War III type news coming up that I should have been talking about all day, and Abu Ghraib, and all this other news that we'll cover. So what I'm going to do is, callers, you can hold if you want, or you can hang up if you want. I'm probably going to cover news for 20 minutes. So the next 5-minute segment, and then 15 minutes in the next hour, and then We'll get to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air and talk about these issues. What have I gotten myself into, though? I don't want to go buy a 28-gauge shotgun and have to go do this, but now I've said I'm going to do it, and I may not be able to get it done by tomorrow because I don't even know if I have time to go buy one of these shotguns by the time of the TV show tonight. And then I've got to get up in the morning and go videotape it. But in the next few days, we'll get this out for you, I promise. Shooting ranges may not let me do it. They're all kind of weird because they know gun grabbers like to come out and videotape ranges and then use it. But most of these ranges know me, so I shouldn't have a problem. I should be able to get out there and get it done and then put it together for you so we can just disprove this. Instead of just talking about it, I can show you a video of a reenactment, but we'll reenact it with paper. Which, speak of the devil, I got to go buy some man-sized targets. I think that's the best thing to use. Hang those up somewhere. Get that done. All right, we'll plunge directly into the news. On the other side, be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv. All my videos and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see them all online right now. Check it out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. Gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, but don't try to go question Dick Cheney after he shoots somebody and then lies about the whole thing, about how it went down. Don't try that, highway patrol. You'll find out you're nothing but slaves real quick. Abu Ghraib, new photos released by Australian TV. Now, the CIA, admittedly, is in control of these wings of these prisons. We've interviewed the head general over it all. She wasn't even allowed in, General Janice Karpinski. So we go back to the source. And they took the photos and released them on purpose through CBS News. Why, you say? To stir up the Arabs. It's all part of the Pentagon plan, P2OG, and to make them angry. The really graphic stuff that Congress has seen, the thousands of photos and hundreds of videos of raping women and children, that's admitted in the Army's own report, General Tagumbo, that is not allowed out. They just dole out things that won't bring the administration down, but looks really bad. And there are people here in these photos we have with huge cigar and cigarette burns all over them. And naked, being having to do more sexual things, more people being beat up, dogs attacking people, and then giant dog bites all over them with blood splattering everywhere. These are the lightweight things. We have them up on prisonplanet.com with a disclaimer, but it's all over national TV, so not like we're doing anything radical here. And the SBS Dateline, an Australian television program, released new photographs from the U.S. prison in Abu Ghraib that they've been holding on to for a year. And unpublished photographs are part of the shelf that the U.S. government has been fighting to keep secret in case, court case, the American Civil Liberties Union. That is totally false. They're all of this. We've proven that the photos of Muhammad are staged. That is, the cartoons are actually photos that were then scanned into black and white. The globalists are so lazy, they can't even draw up their own cartoons. That's how unskilled they are. They just, these neocon papers just have published the stuff that this fake imam has put up, where they go and they scan photos and then they draw a caption by them and call them a cartoon. And then they say there's a controversy. They put out all these reports saying Arabs are mad. And then stupid public, just, I'm not saying just Arabs are dumb. A lot of people are dumb. Some of these Arabs are dumb. They pick up on it and go, oh, there's a controversy. Yes, I'm angry too. So they created this fad. They created this fake fight. And then magically the British government, it gets released a video with a guy going, ooh, yeah, beat him up. Ah, scum. Yeah, good. Kick him, kick him. With these Iraqi youth being kicked and stomped for no reason. And then that doesn't stir the Arabs up enough, so now there's more Abu Ghraib, and so now the Arabs are going to burn and riot even more, and oh, see, the Arabs are attacking us, it's okay to attack Iran. And it's in the P2OG documents, $6 billion a year that Rumsfeld, $6.3 billion, excuse me, just to stir the Arabs up, and it says to go out and do things in the press, and physically to go kill families and others and bomb innocent people, to get more Arabs and more Muslims to attack and fight us. Real simple. It's called picking a fight. And I heard Neocon Talk Radio last night, WOAI, some show, laughing at Saddam, saying they hope he dies in the hunger strike and he doesn't deserve a trial. Let's just kill him. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody deserves a fair trial. And it's just mindless, like pillaring somebody, you know, where you put them in the stocks and throw rotten eggs at them. It's just like if people don't even can't even find Iraq on a map, but they can all gibber and giggle. And just we sound like a bunch of fools. And they're just hyping it up now. You can see the programming on talk radio switching back into war coverage and back into how they're a bunch of demons and back into how they deserve to be attacked and how all this needs to happen. Just like clockwork. But this is the light stuff. Dogs beating people, biting them, blood everywhere, cigar burns all over their bodies, beating people to a pulp, a few photos of people beaten to death. No big deal. No big deal. And frankly, I don't think they should release the photos of them raping people. I mean, it's snuff films just right out in the open.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.